Thank you so much, Mike Pomp. And joining us here this morning, like he does every Wednesday morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White with our Fugitive of the Week. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. All right, and it looks like we're looking for someone, again, labeled armed and dangerous.
Yeah, we seem to collect those. And I can give you an update on last week's Fugitive of the Week first, if you want.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. That's what happens when I go on vacation for a week, Jeff. I'm completely out of it.
Not a bad thing. Give your brain a rest, rejuvenate, and come back all filled with, fire.
That sounds wonderful. All right, so what happened with last week?
Well, Ryan Joseph Luther, we were looking for him on a federal supervised release violation, and it turned out he's actually doing the right thing, and he was in a program, a drug addiction program. And he reached out to his probation officer in the courts and made arrangements to turn himself in. They set a court date for him on this past Monday, and I believe he showed up to that, so they withdrew the warrant. So in my eyes, that's a win. It's not quite, we didn't go out, track him down, and arrest him, but we did get several tips pointing to the location he was at, and without much further conversation, he reached out and did the right thing. So we're very happy about that. And that's what we encourage people to do.
Well, that's great. And it seemed like he was already kind of on the path of, I got to get myself well.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we want. We don't want to pull people out of programs if we don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to do the right things and get themselves healed up and be a productive member of society. So that's our goal.
All right. That's beautiful. All right. So who do we have this week?
This week we have a gentleman, Melvin James Campbell IV. He is wanted for burglary with a firearm. So he's definitely considered armed and dangerous just based on the underlying offense. This happened in Nashua, I believe, at the beginning of March of this year. He has a pretty extensive history for a 21-year-old, including arrest for robbery, drug possession, falsifying physical evidence, and resisting arrest. Has ties to Nashua, Manchester, and Rhode Island.
Okay.
He's, like I said, he's only 21 years old, 5'10", 200 pounds, blue eyes, black hair. On his upper left shoulder, he has the name Dahlia. This warrant was issued by the Nashville Police Department through Hillsborough County Superior Court. So a pretty serious case for them. I think it's more in line of a home invasion robbery that occurred with some pistol whipping. So not your friendly kind of guy.
No, that's scary kind of stuff, sure.
Yeah, so he's a scary individual with this extensive criminal history, and we want to get him off the streets. So hopefully somebody knows Mr. Campbell or recognizes him and can point us to where he might be hanging out, what he's driving, where he's working. Those are things that can help us, so please give us a call.
Right. Anything big or small may be able to help you. So how do we reach out to you if we do have some information on Mr. Campbell?
If you have that information, you can reach out to our the case agent, which is one of our task force officers, Langley. He can be reached at the main number at 603-225-1632.
Right.
Or you can go right on the poster. Two links there. One says web tip. That'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can just text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP 411. Those two methods, completely anonymous, as I said. We don't need you to testify against Mr. Campbell. This is about tracking him down, getting in front of a judge.
Yep.
Your name doesn't need to go in any reports. We just need help. And, you are a force multiplier for us. You are our eyes and ears on the streets, and we really appreciate that. And it helps us do our job better and more efficiently.
Wow. It makes me feel important for what we do every Wednesday here, Jeff.
You are important. You being on vacation was crushing, but I'm glad you're back to help us out, Pat. And, that means a lot to us.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I'll get this posted at the Pulse of NH app so you can check it out. You'll have all the information as to where to send info. And Jeff White, I thank you again for the job that you do every day, because you just don't know sometimes where your day's going to head. But hopefully we'll be bringing Mr. Campbell in sometime this week.
I am hoping we have some good news on this, and we'll see what happens.
Well, that's what it's all about, our Fugitive of the Week here in the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.